Welcome to The Pulldown, a brand new technology and privacy podcast. I'm so thankful that you decided to give this one a listen. Welcome back. I'm super excited for this episode. I think it's going to be a really awesome one. Today I'm going to talk about my tech cleanup day. I'm going to talk about my plan for the tech cleanup day, and I'm going to give you some of the, you know, ways to declutter your digital life. I think, you know, it's really important to kind of take a look at everything you have stored on your devices and kind of maybe organize and delete and declutter some of those files, because you definitely don't need all of them. But before I start, I have to give you an update from the previous episode, which if you haven't, you should definitely give a listen. On the previous episode, I actually deleted my Twitter application from my smartphone, and it was a little experiment, and to be completely honest, it was a really good one. I'm super thankful that I did it, and I would definitely recommend, if you want to kind of try yourself out, that you just delete your social media app, or just, you know, social media apps, or one app, or whatever, the app that you maybe use the most, from your smartphone for a week. And here are my kind of results from that experiment. So to be completely honest, I'm positively surprised. I've spent less time on my smartphone. I checked my screen time. I spend probably around 30% or 30 to 40% less time on my smartphone than I did before. So that's really, really awesome. And to be completely honest, I'm not gonna reinstall the Twitter app just yet on my smartphone. I'm gonna, you know, keep trying and see how this goes. But for now, I'm super satisfied. I still, you know, kind of had checked Twitter using my computer, but I believe this kind of barrier of entry, like this really easy way to access Twitter, was kind of cut off with me deleting it from my phone. And I realized that it made me use my phone less, but also kind of, I didn't have, you know, first few days were a bit hard. I was just, you know, using, like, I literally just, you know, took the phone in my hand, and I just look at it and just scroll left and right, and I kind of wanted to open Twitter, but I realized, you know, I don't have it anymore, so I just put the phone down and do something else. During the weekend, I also read more than usual, which was another positive benefit I've, you know, kind of saw with this experiment. And overall, I'm, you know, quite satisfied for now. I did use my Twitter using my computer, so that was kind of a negative, you know, way to kind of use more of my laptop in a sense. But I would say it was overall a very positive experiment that I'm gonna keep trying and see if maybe I'm gonna, you know, over the time, use less and less of Twitter and be less dependent and less wanting to, you know, interact with Twitter. So that was about the previous episode. Again, if you haven't listened to it, you should definitely give it a go. Now I'm going to go to my tech cleanup day. Now, as I mentioned, I have some plan, a really simple plan, about cleaning my digital devices. So first I have to say I have my laptop, my smartphone, and my hard drive. So those are three main digital devices that I have files on that I want to clean. And I kind of see all, like, especially the laptop and the phone, in kind of two categories. First is the offline and second is the online. So let me just go through computer, smartphone, and hard drive. And I'm gonna start with the offline. So offline, I have files. I have to kind of check my computer files and kind of delete all of the files that I don't need. I have to go through my downloads folder, documents folder, desktop. Okay, I don't have anything on desktop. My screenshots folder, all of those folders and all of those, you know, important places where I keep my files. I want to go through them. I want to see if there are some files that I maybe don't need, and kind of delete those and kind of reorganize all of the files so I can, you know, so I can find them easier, so I can access them easier. I think that's like kind of the key takeaway or the key goal of this experiment to do on a daily basis. It's kind of to, you know, just go through my files, organize them well, and then just try to, you know, feel better because of that. Feel better because I have everything in place and everything in order. On my computer, I also have to check up all of the programs that I have, all of the applications that I have. I think this is another place where I have a lot of applications I've never actually opened or I haven't actually used. A really good example of that is a Headspace app on my computer. I have it on my computer, but I have it on my phone as well. I use it on my phone weekly, but I don't use it at all on my computer because it just... it's easier to access that app from my computer, from my smartphone, so there is really no need to have it on my computer. And I have to go through all of my applications on my computer, see what I actually use, and delete everything that I don't. What else? I also have to do a backup of my computer to my hard drive, so that's also something that I have to do. I think this is really important. If you don't have a backup hard drive, I really recommend you get one. I backup photos, files, everything I do, I backup to the backup drive. So I also have to clean up and reorganize my backup drive and maybe delete something that delete some folders and files that I don't need or that I'm going to replace with a new backup so that I don't have duplicate files and duplicate folders. And I think for my computer, that's it. On my smartphone, when it comes to offline things, I have to check up again all of the applications that I don't need and I kind of have installed on my smartphone. So I have to kind of delete some of the applications that I have, like definitely haven't opened for a while or, you know, opened at all in some cases. Let me check. And I also have to do a backup of my photos to the hard drive. That's also something that I want to do. I have quite a lot of photos on my smartphone and I want to kind of back them up in case something happens to my smartphone. So that's, I think, all for the offline files. Now, about the online files, I do use Google Drive, but I don't keep all of my files and photos on Google Drive. I only keep the ones that I use the most, so the really important files or the files that I kind of have to access through a different computer or through my smartphone. So I always have them available, so those are really important files. So I have to kind of see what are the files that are currently on my Google Drive. Maybe I want to, you know, download some of those files to my local machine and delete them of the from the cloud and, you know, upload some of the files that I actually need online in my Google Drive. And kind of try to, you know, see what files are, you know, really important to keep them inside of a Google Drive and which ones are not, and to delete them. So that's kind of it for the online files because I really have them in one place, Google Drive. I don't use Google, I don't use Dropbox, I don't use any other cloud services, I think. So that's about it about online files. Now let's go to the online accounts. So the first thing that I have to mention is Password Manager. And I have a great article, Top 5 Tech Tools I Use Daily, that I just wrote. And I'm going to link it into the description of this podcast, of this episode. So you should definitely check it out. And inside that article, I talked about Password Manager. In my case, I use Bitwarden, but, you know, Password managers kind of work the same way. So you store all of your online accounts in one place and it's easier for you to manage them. It's easier for you to secure them because you can have different passwords for you know, each account. And it's super easy to set up. And I definitely recommend using Password Manager. Now, I have to mention Bitwarden because Bitwarden is available for free. And most of their features are free. And, you know, the basic features that you need as a password manager, Bitwarden offers them for free. But there is also a premium for just $10 per year. Again, Bitwarden is not a sponsor of this podcast. I don't want to have any sponsors on the pull down. But I use Bitwarden. I'm super satisfied with Bitwarden, so I definitely recommend it. So what I have to do is I have to go through all of my accounts that I have on my Bitwarden. So all of the accounts that I own, online, and I want to just see if there are any accounts that I maybe that I don't use anymore, that I don't want anymore, that I don't need anymore, and kind of delete those accounts. And you know, the like I realized that it's, you know, and this is one of the reasons why I don't like the web anymore. You can register or create a new account, a new account, literally in seconds, but it usually takes like minutes to delete an account. And in some cases, you can't even delete account yourself. You have to contact them or contact the support service, and they then delete the account for you. So that's really frustrating. But for me, it's really important to kind of have all of my accounts organized and to only have an account that I actually need. So a good example for me is an eBay account. I usually don't purchase things from eBay, but when I do, for example, once every 2 years, I just create an account, a temporary account. I just create it. I use it. I get the item that I want. I download all of my data from eBay. And then I just delete the account. And that's like the really simple way of doing it. Of course, I'm not going to delete an account that I use on a daily basis or weekly basis, or an account that's really important to me. But I'm definitely going to see if there are any accounts and check if there are any accounts that I actually don't need anymore, and download and kind of delete those. There is also a second way that I want to check out my browser extensions. So I use Firefox on my desktop, and I just want to kind of see and go through all of my extensions, see if there are any extensions that I don't need or don't use anymore, and just delete them. Same applies to my book manager, bookmark manager. I use Raindrop, which is a really cool application available on all major platforms. Raindrop is like one of my favorite apps I kind of use on a daily basis. In a sense, a Raindrop is a bookmark manager for, you know, all of the browsers and all of the operating systems. And I use Raindrop to kind of save everything that I find online. So I save articles, I save interesting websites, I save books that I want to read, I save movies that I want to watch. I save everything that I do using Raindrop. And if you have Raindrop, or if you want to kind of check out your own bookmark manager, if you have the default browser bookmark manager, I definitely recommend checking what are the articles or what are the links that you have saved up there, and kind of delete those. And I think right now I covered most of the elements I want to like kind of remove. So just to summarize, I want to check out my online accounts. I want to organize my offline and delete my offline files, my online files. And then I also want to check up my computer and smartphone for the applications that I don't need and use anymore, and delete those as well. So yeah, this is my plan for my cleaning tech day. I think it's really important from time to time to kind of declutter and to kind of reorganize my personal, my digital life. You know, I clean up my room, I clean up my apartment, you know, I vacuum my room, I reorganize some of the physical documents in my drawer. I do all of that, and I realized sometimes it can be really helpful to clean everything up, to set everything up the way that, you know, maybe you want it to be. It can make you more productive, it can make you, you know, more satisfied with your life, it can make you feel more organized in your life. So I want to do a similar thing that we do in a real world, in a physical world, with my online and digital devices, to kind of declutter some of the services, applications, files that are right now stored in a digital form that I kind of don't need anymore. So to make my life easier, to make my life just a tiny bit better and tiny bit more organized, to make me feel a little bit better. Now, I'm so, so thankful that you give this episode a listen. I'm gonna actually do this cleaning tag day and declutter my digital life probably this week. So I'm going to give you update in the next episode how that will go. But if you want, you can of course use this same digital cleaning day or like this plan that I just told you what I'm going to do yourself. And you can of course tweet at me. I'm going to link all of the social media in the description of this podcast. I'm gonna also link the articles and things that I talked about in this podcast in the description of this episode. So please check it out. If you haven't already, you can subscribe to the Pull Down on whatever podcasting platform that you give it, like that you listen or use. So again, thank you so much for listening to this to the Pull Down. I'm so happy to have you, and hope you will join again next week. Bye.